好，在这里首先问候大家主日平安。
Greetings to all brothers and sisters.
上次我们两人这样合作还是在3年前的。
The last time both of us on the podium was more than 3 years ago.
那个时候我们也是在美国人的教会。
We were worshiping in the American church.
虽然时间过得很快，但是我们今天分享的人物呢，还是乃曼。
Although time passed by so quickly, but we're still going to work on the same character in the Bible, Naaman.
根据刚才我们所看的经文，记载着说乃曼他是亚兰国的元帅。
Based on the scripture we just read, Naaman is the commander of the Aramean army.
他是一位有地位、有权势、有财富、有能力的一个人。
He was truly a man with honor, authority, and power.
神借着他打了胜仗，他也是一位大能的勇士。
God gave victory to Aaron through him, and he was truly a valiant soldier.
但是我们看到圣经记载说，只是他长了大麻风。
But the scripture recorded that he had leprosy.
大麻风对乃曼来说实在是无法解脱的痛苦。
To Naaman, leprosy is a trouble and pain that he cannot get rid of.
许多时候，我们以为有了尊荣和富足，就是一个很快乐的人。
Oftentimes, we make believe that as long as we have honor and wealth, and we will be happy.
其实不是的，痛苦和疾病不会因为你是一个有权势的人就远离你。
But in fact, trouble and pain will not depart from you simply because you have honor and wealth.
我们看到这2年多的疫情，那看不见的病毒打乱了我们的生活秩序。
As we can see in the pandemic over the past over 2 years, it has changed the way we live.
它更是夺取了许多人的性命。
And many lives have been taken away.
即使在医疗很发达的今天，面对疫情，有的时候也是没有什么办法。
Even today, when our medical system is so advanced, we can do little about it.
生活在我们这个地区的人民，大家都知道，我们除了要面对疫情，我们还要面对山火。
Living in our region, we all know that in addition to the pandemic, we have to face wildfire.
有一次我在神学院里面的时候，有位老师问我说："你在哪个地方的教会服侍？"
One day in my seminary, a professor asked me, "Which church are you ministering at?"
我说我在 Santa Rosa 的一个华人教会。
I said, "I'm looking at a church in Santa Rosa, a Chinese church."
他说："哦，他说那个地方我知道。"
"Oh yeah, I know that. I know that place."
哇，我说老师，你怎么知道那个地方呢？
I said, "Wow, how did you know that?"
他回答说："
And he answered,
”他说："因为你们那个地方经常有山火。
"Well, because your place always has wildfires.
所以我们看到疫情把我们关在家里面，但是山火呢，却是让我们能够，是让我们要一定要撤离到一个安全的地方。
Therefore, although the pandemic shut us down and limit us within our homes, but the fire may force us to move out.
我们都知道，当山火来的时候，不管你住着怎样的豪宅，你一定要撤离到安全的地方。
So when the fire comes your way, you have to prepare to move out, no matter how big a mansion you may live in.
所以我们说，不再是人定胜天，而是要让我们认识上帝才是万有的主宰。
Therefore, it's no longer that man can conquer the heavens, but we ought to know the God, the true God, who is in control of the universe and everything in it.
愿我们都能够归向真神，也愿神赐福我们这片地图。
May all of us can return to God and may God also bless the land we are living on.
虽然乃曼得了大麻风，但是有一个人的出现改变了他的人生。
Although Naaman had leprosy, but one person changed his life.
就是他从以色列国掳来的一个小女子。
The young girl, a captive from Israel.
当他得知他的主人乃曼得了大麻风之后，他就把这个好消息告诉他的主人。
When she was aware that her master had leprosy, she shared with him this good news.
乃曼也听从他的建议，就去寻找撒玛利亚的先知。
Following her advice, Naaman set out to look for the prophet in Samaria.
他带了很多的金银，驾着马车来到先知的门前。
With silver and gold, with horses and chariots, he came to the prophet.
他以为先知会主动出来迎接他。
Thinking that the prophet would come out to welcome him.
但是先知只是派一个仆人出去告诉他说，你要到约旦河中去沐浴七回。
Rather, the prophet only sent out a messenger telling him, you simply go to the Jordan and wash yourself seven times.
这个命令的目的是要让乃曼知道他能够得痊愈是出于神的大能。
This command is to let Naaman know that to get healed, he has to get help from God.
他必须要去遵行神的话才得医治。
And he has to obey the word of God.
乃曼听到这个命令之后，非常的气愤。
Naaman was righteous after hearing this.
他就要气愤愤的要离开那个地方。
He was ready to leave in anger.
但是他的仆人却给他一个很好的建议。
But his servant gave him a good suggestion.
那个使女的名字我们不知道。
We do not know the name of the young girl.
那个仆人的名字我们也不知道。
Likewise, we do not know the name of Naaman's servant.
但是他们都给乃曼很好的建议。
But both of them gave a good advice to Naaman.
因为当时这个命令对乃曼来说是非常有挑战的。
For such a command to Naaman is quite a challenge.
因为他要走到约旦河那边，要走一段很长的路程。
For he has to go to the Jordan through a quite a distance.
不像我们今天开车可以来到教会是比较容易的。
Unlike these days, one can get there in a short moment of time.
而且还不是沐浴一次两次，而是要到七次。
Instead of washing himself once or twice, he has to wash himself seven times.
但是乃曼呢，他有一个优点，就是他是一个肯听劝告的人。
But Naaman is a man with strength. He is willing to listen.
俗话说，听人劝吃饱饭，我觉得困难。
So we have a chance saying that whenever you are willing to listen, you will always be filled.
他不但听从那个小女子的建议去找神的先知。
So Naaman not only listened to that advice from the young girl to look for the prophet.
他也听从他仆人的劝告，去遵行先知的吩咐。
He also followed the advice of his servant to follow the command from the prophet.
所以当乃曼在约旦河当中沐浴七回之后，他的肉就得了复原。
Therefore, after washing himself, dipping himself seven times into the Jordan, he was recovered from leprosy.
今天我们在崇拜结束之后，我们会有洗礼。
After today's worship, we will have a baptism ceremony.
他们全身都会浸到水里面。
Each one of them will be merged down into water.
我在想象这可能就像沐浴一样。
This is just like a washing or a bath.
圣经告诉我们说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The scripture says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has gone, the new has come.
当乃曼沐浴七回之后，他的疾病得到了医治。
After washing himself seven times, his disease got healed.
他的信仰也发生了转变。
And his faith has a leap forward.
原来他是信靠亚兰国的假亚兰国的神。
Prior to this, he worshipped the false god in Aram.
但如今他以单单认识耶和华作为他的神。
But now he only recognized and worshipped the true Lord, the God of Israel.
就像我们今天要受洗的三位福音朋友。
Just like the three people today who are going to be baptized.
今天是他们信仰的一个新的起点。
Today is a new starting point of their faith.
所以我们说受洗不是信仰的宗旨。
Therefore, baptism is not the end of their faith.
是得了一个新的生命，要开始过新的生活。
Rather, they are a new creation. They are starting a brand new life.
我们不知道乃曼他怎么知道，耶和华神才是独一的真神呢？
Although we do not know how exactly Naaman got to know that the Lord is the true only God.
但我们看他一系列的动作和语言，可以表现出他是真心信靠上帝的。
But based on the words he was saying and the actions he did, we can conclude that he truly believed God.
在最后我要给弟兄姐妹和福音朋友都有一个挑战。
Lastly, I'd like to give everybody here, brothers and sisters, or those who are not yet believers, a challenge.
对弟兄姐妹的一个挑战是
To the brothers and sisters,
你是否愿意成为乃曼身边的小女子，或者是她身边的仆人呢？
Are you willing to be that young girl or that servant beside Naaman?
你是否愿意传福音服侍可能是你不喜欢的，甚至可能伤害你的人呢？
To share the gospel to those people you may not like, even to those people who might have hurt you before.
在我们当中今天有三位要受洗归入主的名下。
The three members among us today will be baptized into the name of the Lord.
但原本是有四位的。
Originally, we supposed to have four.
有一位是因为工作时间的原因没有办法参加今天的洗礼。
And one of them could not attend this baptism ceremony because of his work.
但是他是怎么认识我们教会的呢？
But how did he get to know our church?
就是他身边的一位朋友介绍他认识我们教会的。
Through a friend of his, he got to know our church.
让我很感动的是那位朋友，还不是基督徒，只是一位慕道友。
That friend is not yet a believer. It's just someone who is in the process of becoming one.
我知道如果他知道谁是愿意接触信仰的，他就会介绍别人来到来认识教会。
So when he knew that someone may be willing to come to the church, he invited them.
我对福音朋友也有一个挑战。
Next to those who are not yet a believer.
你是否愿意听信福音，在信仰的道路上更进一步吗
？So the challenge is, are you willing to listen to the gospel? And make a move a step further in your faith.
顺服上帝的话，蒙上帝的恩典吗
？To be obedient to God's word and to experience His blessing.
上帝的话就在那里。如果你听从并且顺服，你就蒙恩了。
And God's word is here. As long as you are obedient, you will be blessed.
耶稣救赎的恩典是无价的礼物。
The grace of Jesus' salvation is a priceless gift.
你愿意凭着信心接受，你就是一个得救的人。
If you are willing to accept it through faith, you will be saved.
愿神赐福他的话语。
May God bless His word.
我们低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝
，Heavenly Father，
我们谢谢你为我们预备今天这样的日子。
We thank you for this day.
让我们得听福音的好消息。
So we can hear the good news.
我们愿你的圣灵自由运行在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
来感动我们。
To give us inspiration.
来在我们的心里面做工。
And to work in our hearts.
让我们成为愿意传好消息的人。
So that we can all become someone who shares the gospel.
也让我们听到好消息，我们就顺服主的，顺服你的话语。
And when we hear the gospel, we become obedient to your word.
那愿你赐福与我们同在。
May you bless us and be with us.
我们在你面前向着祷告。
We pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.